So, my life before Christ. I was born in Downers Grove and raised in Carroll Stream in a Christian home where my parents attended the Parkview Community Church. My first memories of hearing about the gospel, I was 6 years old. My grandma had the Christian radio on. My cousins and I would ask questions about Jesus' death and resurrection. Most Sundays we would attend church, even though I heard the truth. By the time I got to high school, I was hanging out with the wrong crowd. Though I wasn't doing right, I would pray and talk to God. I was going to a Methodist church, but it wasn't preaching the gospel clearly. It's like Paul says, I had a form of godliness, but I didn't have the power of the Spirit. I was a lost church attender, dead in my sins. How I came to know Christ. God was calling me to salvation, but I needed to find some true believers to tell me the clear gospel. We went on a mission trip to West Virginia, and I talked to some believers who were committed to Christ. I heard the gospel clearly, and I put my faith in Jesus. I was born again. That happened when I was 18 years old, 4 years ago. It was like Jesus said in Luke 7:47, I tell you, your sins, which are many, are forgiven. The ones who is forgiven much loves much. And I just want to say I love Jesus so much, and I'm so glad that he saved me. My life since I came to know Christ. When I came to know Christ, everything was new, and I realized I needed to be baptized. Around my 18th birthday, I did follow the Lord in believer's baptism. I wanted everyone to know that I was a Christian. When I was born again, I realized I needed close fellowship with believers. The church I was attending didn't have a lot of people my age, so I joined InterVarsity Fellowship at COD and found other followers of Christ my age. I started reading the Bible a lot. I love Bible study at church and also personal Bible study. Right now, I'm learning to read the Bible more systematically. I've been jumping around in the Bible, and I want to be more consistent in learning the Word of God. I also love singing to the Lord. I used to help on the worship team, and I enjoy serving the Lord that way. Childcare has also been a wonderful way as well to serve the Lord. I love teaching the Bible to little children. God has helped me to develop a prayer life. God started waking me up in the middle of the night, and I realized that when I wake up, he wants me to pray for people. So I enjoy the Lord reminding me of all the people in my life that need prayer. My confession of Christ, who Jesus is to me. As I come from membership at Living Hope, I want to confess that Jesus is my light and my salvation. He's everything to me. He's made me a new person. He's brought me to repentance for sin and given power to live a holy life. I'd like to close with a passage of scripture that I love from Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will also help you. I will also uphold you with my righteous right hand. Thank you.